Reading, addiction. Rather than simply a personal choice, addiction is now widely accepted to be a chronic medical disease. Addiction is considered a disease because it alters the way the brain functions, just as cardiovascular disease affects the way the heart functions. Addiction generally occurs through the regular use of substances or a repeated behavior that becomes compulsive, regardless of any possible harmful consequences. Perhaps the most commonly known and most serious type of addiction is the addiction to drugs and alcohol. Drug and alcohol addiction is often considered more serious, as its effects, in many cases, may be easier to identify. However, there are a number of other addictions, all of which can negatively impact lives, sometimes with devastating consequences. Examples of other addictions are gambling, binge eating disorder, food addiction, shopping addiction, and more recently, internet addiction. What all these addictions have in common is how the brain, or particular areas of the brain, react and behave when presented with certain substances or situations. When addicted, the brain develops what is known as incentive salience. Incentive salience is a process in the brain in which desire and reward become the primary motivation. This cognitive process is regulated by a neurotransmitter called dopamine. Many types of drugs can cause a big increase in dopamine. These dopamine molecules are chemical messages between neurons in the brain and produce a feeling of satisfaction in your natural reward system. In other words, the addictive behavior makes a person feel good. In the case of addictive drugs, with regular use, the dose might need to be increased to achieve the same reward feeling. Over time, the brain's ability to naturally produce dopamine deteriorates, giving the user a sense of dependency on the particular drug to regenerate the dopamine that is otherwise absent. With the absence of natural dopamine, a regular drug user will feel low and want to feel better. When this occurs, incentive salience can result in the constant craving of addiction. In other words, the user needs to take more of the drug just to feel normal. Symptoms of addiction are variable and can range from mild to life-threatening.